This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline Detroit, the economic club thereof, a speech by the Republican nominee for President of the United States, Donald J. Trump. A speech nominally about economic policy specifics, bits of which we will be hearing throughout the program today, by the way. But it was, in reality, a speech built around an economic policy ideal.
It will be American workers who are hired to do the job. American workers. Americanism, not globalism, will be our new credo.
It's not the first time Mr. Trump has used that phrase, Americanism, not globalism, but it does seem to be a newly clear foundation for his economic policies. What is less clear is how he's going to get there. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams starts us off.
It wasn't by accident Donald Trump chose to give this speech in Detroit.
American cars will travel the roads. American steel will send new skyscrapers soaring all over our country.
Voters may think of Trump as residing in the top of those skyscrapers, but running mate Mike Pence pointed out Trump's background gives him a more nuanced view of the economy.
Even as he has built skyscrapers to the sky, he's never forgotten the men and women who work with their hands. In a very real sense, he has been a builder who has built alongside the men and women who have done the work.
This is the new Trump doctrine, not globalism, but Americanism. It's a message that could strike a chord among people who haven't fared as well in the slow economic recovery. The question, though, is how would he make it happen? Larry Michel of the Center-Left Economic Policy Institute says on that front, Trump didn't offer anything new.
Donald Trump on trade treaties claims that he can renegotiate them and get different outcomes. He has never said exactly what he is going to try to do.
And for Douglas Holtz Aiken at the center-right American Action Forum, what stood out was what wasn't in Trump's speech.
He didn't say a word about debt. He didn't say a word about deficits or any of the financial problems of the federal government. He was quiet about the minimum wage. No real mention of entitlement reform and spending issues.
In many ways, today's speech presented a new frame for Trump's economic policies. But it's clear there are a lot of details left to be sketched out inside that frame. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.